From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. The old 7 Mile Bridge is a famous part of Henry Flagler's railway to Key West. The bridge was an engineering wonder of the early 1900s. It ran across nearly 7 miles of open water to connect Marathon to the Lower Keys. Well, today the bridge is popular with locals and tourists, but it is slowly falling apart. As Ariana Prothero reports, saltwater and storms are eroding the bridge faster than the state can afford to repair it.
The old 7 Mile Bridge looks like a narrow ribbon of asphalt stretching over the water, stitching together the Gulf and the Atlantic. Like the rest of the rail line, Old 7, as the bridge is called, was converted into a highway in the late 1930s. Much of that highway is now closed. But about a 2-mile section of the Old 7 Bridge is still open to pedestrians and cyclists. If you've walked along the bridge, you might have passed Mike Cross on one of his regular outings.
You go in the morning, you see the sun coming up over the ocean, it starts lighting up the water. White caps are gorgeous in the sunlight. They're like little flecks of crystals floating on the surface.
Cross volunteers with a group called Friends of Old 7 that's trying to raise money to restore the bridge. The old 7 Mile Bridge entered a sort of limbo in the early 80s when the new, wider 7 Mile Bridge was built right next to it. The original bridge is still owned by the Florida Department of Transportation, known as FDOT. But because the bridge is used for recreation, not transportation, FDOT can't afford to sink a lot of money into the bridge's upkeep.
I want to show you the latest inspection report.
Dennis Fernandez is an engineer with FDOT. He's in charge of all the bridges in Monroe and Miami-Dade counties.
The deck is serious. Superstructure is critical. Substructure is poor.
FDOT ranks bridge parts on a scale of 1 to 9, with 9 being the safest. A critical section of the bridge has dropped to a 2.
If this rating goes down to 1, then we need to close the structure for pedestrians.
The agency wants to transfer ownership of the bridge to Monroe County because it's a liability for FDOT. But Mike Cross believes the bridge can become an important part of the Middle Keys economy.
Something that will draw people to the Middle Keys instead of us just being a gas stop on the way to Key West. They'll get a better understanding of the whole Keys, not just rushing to Key West to get drunk and fall down.
Reet Steinmetz is another Friends of Old 7 volunteer.
Well, 2 or 3 times a week, I walk this bridge.
She got involved with the organization because the bridge may soon become the only way to get to the museum she also volunteers at on tiny Pigeon Key. The key is 2 miles out in the water, tucked between the section of the bridge that is still open and the part that's closed. FDOT is willing to kick in half the money needed to restore the bridge. Steinmetz says Friends of Old 7 is working with Monroe County to come up with the other half.
The best case scenario would be if we found an angel. Right now, without that, we're still looking for another $10 million at least.
The most promising source of money is restoration funds from the BP oil spill. But Cross points out there's a lot of competition for that money. Cross hopes the bridge project makes the cut because, he says, the history of the Keys is rooted in Flagler's railway.
There's some old adage that if you forget where you came from, you'll never know where you're going. It's just a duty. It's man's duty to preserve his history because you have to know how you got where you are.
Right now, the old bridge gets inspected every 6 months instead of every 2 years like most bridges. FDOT has just started its next inspection. Officials don't think they'll have to close the bridge this time. But if the rating drops again, Old 7 will have to be shut down. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.